Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as The Word is the Way to Life. Wow, it's so exciting. We are in June, and we're going to look at the book of Exodus today. But as a reminder, my last Sunday here on the website will be June the 28th. But we are going to continue with the Word is the Way to Life podcast even after I retire from Bethel. So I just wanted you to be aware of that and hope and pray that maybe if you would like to continue to get my messages, just send me an email at wrightstone@embarkmail.com or give me a call at 850-591-9785. With that said, we are doing an overview in the Bible. Last week we looked at Matthew. Now we're back into the Old Testament in the book of Exodus. And I'm going to give you a summary about the book of Exodus. How God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and then he gave them an opportunity to form their own identity with a new nation. That's what we have. And the book then helps us to see that the power of God is available to all. You know how many all are? It's all. God's word is for all. And some dates in the book, key events. In 1526 B.C., Moses was born. In 1446, Exodus from Egypt. In 1445, the Ten Commandments were given. At one time, the tapestries and the intricate clocks were being developed at that time when the Ten Commandments was given. That was being developed down in Egypt, a nation that had clearly become a world power. And the city of Corinth was founded, and the Shang culture flourished, which is now modern-day China. Well, the story of Exodus begins in Egypt, a country located on the northeast corner of the continent of Africa. And when the Israelites left Egypt, they traveled to Mount Sinai in the Sinai Peninsula. Judy and I were blessed to be able to make that journey, and we actually visited Mount Sinai in the Sinai Peninsula. But I digress. The book of Exodus ends with the people still camped at the base of the mountain. Now, there's some special features about the book of Exodus, and it records, and this is interesting, I didn't know this until I started looking at the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus records more miracles than any other Old Testament book. It's also the book where we can find the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. But think about this. There are times, I think, when we just want to get away. I think all of us are that way. And get away from all of it. Get away. Yeah, I feel trapped. I feel caught in a web. Sometimes the circumstances of life has imprisoned us. Well, I felt that way many times, and that's just human nature, I think. If only you could get to a new place and be free from the oppression of the here and now. If only you could start a new life. If you ever feel this way, Exodus is a book for you. But praise be to God, we got history on our side, and we know that we can start a new life through Jesus, the Messiah. I digress. Exodus is a story of escape from slavery, getting out from under it all, going away, leaving miserable circumstances. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs, but that's just part of the story. Exodus is also a story of moving into new adventures, new freedoms, new experiences of life, new challenges, new expectations, new demands. This is perhaps the more significant part of the story in Exodus because it explores what happens after, hear this, the getting away. Well, the early part in the book of Exodus is almost a third, and it's about deliverance from God. God's members remembers his people and sets them free from slavery. It's the story of getting away from it all and getting out from underneath the burdens of bondage. It's also a reminder to us that so much that we long to be released from in this thing called life becomes our prison. And we long to be free from our job, from our marriage, from our personal problems, health problems, or just, you know, expensive and oppressive routines of everyday living. If only, the buts and the ifs, if only we could be free. But, there it is, the buts and the ifs. This is less than half of the story. You know what I find interesting? We know that Moses is attributed to writing the book of Genesis. And Genesis' story is long before Moses was born. But now God gave him another exciting task, and he records and writes the book of Exodus. The last two-thirds of the Exodus story of deliverance, Exodus becomes foreshadowing of the New Testament and the story of the way Christ frees us from bondage of sin and the bondage of ordinary life, a devotion to the new master, the Lord God himself. And he will lead us to joy and self-fulfillment and the joy of service through the delights of a journey. Yeah, we're on a journey, not a sprint, this thing called life. Amen. And then that leads us to his eternal home. Exodus, therefore, is the story of deliverance from bondage in Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, songs of joy where the Israelites could sing their freedom at last, free at last. A long journey still lie before them, though, and filled with disappointments and hardships. But in the end, the promised land is between there, with the disciplines of learning to be God's people and following his commands, finding delight and security in his daily presence and great privilege of learning to worship the Holy One. And that too is a foretaste of our journey with Jesus, isn't it? After we are set free from our bondage of sin, we set our feet upon a journey to follow him, and we learn to be his people, to find delight in his presence, to worship and to serve him with all of our heart. So Exodus is a story of freedom from expression. Now you'll find some highlights and different things in the book of Exodus where they talk about complaining and courage and creativity and talk about their enemies and freedom and guidance and miracles, obedience and oppression and rebellion, redemption and stubbornness. Oh, those stiff-necked people, it says. And more importantly, the Word of God. The book of Exodus is a wonderful book to study and to look at. And you'll understand that the Israelites and how they became slaves. And also about the birth of Moses. You know, Moses fled to Midian and then Moses sees a burning bush. You remember, these are the stories that are in Exodus that I just want to whet your appetite about. Moses returns to Egypt, and the 10 plagues begin. The plagues bring Egypt to its knees, and the final plague and the Passover, the great Exodus from Egypt. And God parts the water of the sea, and then they rout in the wilderness, and they start complaining, and then the 10 commandments. Victory comes through obedience, and the Israelites' leaders have a meal with God. Oh, manna from heaven. And the people then make a golden calf as an idol. And then Moses asks to see God, and you know the story. He was called up, and the Ten Commandments were written again. More importantly, the tabernacle begins, and the beginning of. It's a wonderful thing, and that's exactly what we want to do, is just to whet your appetite as we do an overview of the books of the Bible. One week, this week, Exodus. Next week, we'll do the New Testament, and then back and forth until we get through the whole 66 books of the Bible. Well, I hope and pray that you're blessed with this, and I hope and pray that you take a little bit of time on your daily devotions and read the book of Exodus, or at least pick out some stories that interest you. But more importantly, just know that God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world, that whosoever believe in him will never die but have eternal life. Our Exodus through this thing called sin to deliverance and the promised hope that God fulfilled for us through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Well, I could go on, but I hope and pray that You'll be more interested now in the book of Exodus. May God add his blessings to what we're doing and pray that you have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen.